Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
Facebook from a very sensible female listener of ours. She contributes quite a bit. And Carrie said, I got the red email. I honestly didn't find it very offensive. The language didn't insinuate I didn't know football, but this part made me a little angry. Quote, learn how to incorporate your passion for football and the Bucks into your other passions. Food, wine, decor, tailgating,
decor,
and more. Decor. Now that part I did find a bit odd. So we are finding females who do know a great deal about football, hopefully, and are willing to challenge me in some questions that Seth has come up with. Gio, if you can pull out the Monday Night Football music to play underneath this, that would be wonderful. And if you are a lady who is into football and you want to win fantastic hats and prizes, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Now, Seth, you said earlier some of these questions are open-ended questions that don't really have a right answer.
That is correct. I'll be the judge of who gets these right and who gets these wrong.
You are the Sethery.
For today, I am, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting out a one-game suspension, back in the game and ready to play, Smoking Megan, ladies and germs.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
What's up?
What's up? One game suspension.
Yes, Seth?
Can we get
one game suspension down.
Yes. Seth?
Can we get a few ladies on backup in case Megan drops an F-bomb on us so we can keep the game going?
Yes,
she wouldn't do that.
Oh, she would.
I am going to try so hard to not do that at all. That would put me in the wrong category. And
you're already there.
I don't like that category.
Well, measure your syllables very carefully. By the way, the one game suspension, if you violate it for second time offenders, that's a 5-game suspension.
Ooh.
That's a week.
Ooh.
That's a week's worth of Drew Garabo live shows. No Drew Garabo live for you. So yes, and the third.
Yeah, and you know what I would do if that happened? I'd just shut my phone off and throw it at the wall as hard as I possibly could.
Seems like a logical response.
I really would not want to hear your mouth if that happened.
Okay. Well,
it would be tough. It would be really tough.
Okay. Sure. And the third time that it happens, it's an indefinite suspension. That means it will not be lifted, and you're banned forever.
And I don't just show up and burn down anything.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I don't do that.
Things just got weird. Okay, Seth.
Megan
has come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass at football trivia. So
love it. Chew bubble gum, by the way. I cannot chew bubble gum. I have an issue. So whatever, we can keep going.
I don't think I can handle this today.
What do you mean you don't chew bubble? What's the issue that prevents you from chewing bubble gum?
I have a serious problem in my brain.
Yes.
That my brain thinks that gum is candy and it must swallow.
So when you get something in your mouth, you feel like you have to swallow it.
I have to swallow.
I understand. All right. Well, do you blow bubbles?
Do you understand? Because it's a horrible struggle.
I do understand. do you still blow bubbles?
Oh, I can blow a bubble.
All right, bubbles, come on in here. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Seth, let's get to it. You don't want to.
We're playing a game.
Oh, it's a game.
Do you want to make the commish wait through this?
Yeah.
You're the Sethery. Don't you realize how funny that joke is?
All right, here we go. First question. Megan.
What's up?
Who is the head coach of the Buccaneers?
I don't even know that one right now. That's a new guy.
Sorry. 727-579-1025.
How do you know about football if you don't know who the Bucks head coach is?
Great first question. Tracy, Lisa, Kate, everybody hang tight because we have directly from Tampa Bay Buccaneers practice today.
Yeah.
The gentleman who sent out the tweet that caused me to learn about this red program. We know him. We love him. He was a mainstay of the Tampa Bay radio audience or broadcasting community for a long time.
Now BucksBlitz.com.
Indeed. Let's make sure we get BuckBlitz.com or BucksBlitz.com, Justin?
Well, let me start with this.
Actually, a lot sexier coming out of your mouth for some reason.
I don't smoke as much as she does.
I don't think anybody does. The Marlboro man does not smoke as much as she does, my good man. But let's get your website accurate there. Bucksblitz.com, correct?
Correct. Bucksblitz.com, part of the Scout.com network.
Fantastic. How was Bucks practice today?
Hot. It was brutally hot and boring. I mean, listen, people get all excited about practice, and you're going up against each other. So if Jameis Winston looks bad, well, the defense looks good. I don't know how to get a true gauge as to how this team is going to play. Remember last year, Josh McCown looked great, and then he got to the games and stunk.
That is true. So there is really no way to tell right now how the rookie quarterback is going to look. But what do you think about this controversy involving the red program? Is it accurate controversy, or is it a little bit too much sensitivity?
I think it's very accurate. And it was funny because I got the email while I was at my other job today. Probably should have been doing more work there, but I started reading this press release. And, okay, they're going to educate females on football. You know, a lot of teams do this in the NFL. They do it in college. Even some high school teams do this to educate the moms. That's fine. And then when you start to read down, and bear with me because I'm driving, but it says they're going to have game day style tips, tips for home entertaining. Let's see what else. Oh, tips for Pinterest, and also some creative culinary ideas. So to me, it sounds like they want the women to look good, be good hostesses, be on Pinterest, and cook for us.
That, you're walking a very fine line there. You would think that someone from corporate would take a look at that first and go, you know what, this is not exactly portraying the way we feel about our female fans in the most flattering way.
Yeah, you know, And I work for a big corporate company now with my new job. And, you know, the Bucks are a $1 billion franchise in the NFL. How did they read that press release and think, you know what, this is a good idea. Let's throw this out there. We won't get any backlash for this. I mean, to me, the way I took it is, we drafted Jameis Winston, and we know that some people are upset, especially females. So we're going to try and do something nice for the females, and instead it makes them look even worse.
They might as well have written, "Dear dames, broads, bitches, and whores. Once your husband unchains you from the kitchen sink where you are hopefully doing dishes and preparing a meal, if you can take time away from your cleaning and baking, why don't you learn a little bit about football, you ditzy broads?"
I mean, it's embarrassing, and I was reading it, I was like, not only am I embarrassed to be covering the bus today, I'm kind of embarrassed to be a fan. Like, all these national websites have now picked it up, and everyone seems to be saying the same thing. And being at bus practice today, no one was really talking about it, which kind of surprised me.
Yeah, it's going to get some steam in the next couple of days. Seth predicted it will be pulled down by the end of the day. I say by the end, by the COB tomorrow, we will see this go away. We are speaking with Justin Pawlowski, the commish. You can check out his website, bucksblitz.com. Just off the top of your head, what type of record are we looking at this year for our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Justin?
Well, that is such a tough question, Drew, but
thank
I'm going to answer it. I'm going to go 6-10, maybe 7-9. I do think that they're improved. They're not the worst team in the NFL, but they might be another year away from truly competing. However, last year, 7-9 won the NFC South, so who knows? They might compete in the division with a 7-9 record, but overall, I just don't think that they're there quite yet. Offense is going to be really young and exciting to watch grow, and I really think the defense is going to be good. They're just not quite to the level of some of the elite teams in the NFL.
Great, man. Well, listen, I always appreciate the insight, always appreciate the time that you give us, and we are here to support you in all of your endeavors. You're one of the good guys, Justin, and I hope you have a great afternoon, my good man.
A couple of quick things before I go. I got a flash sale going on. You buy 1 month at bucksblitz.com. We're going to give you the rest of 2015. That's going on until midnight tonight. So that's that. And then I did have a question for Steph. Steph, is it just female feet or is it male and female feet? I wear 15 shoes, so I don't know if that's just a lot of loving for you.
Are you a size queen?
Send me a picture of your flip-flops and a text message. I can't wait to see him, Justin.
You are the
you
man.
Got it, Seth.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. Oh, what a great guy.
I'm sure he's into some weird stuff, hopefully.
I'm sure. We're all into weird stuff. All right. Who do you like? Kara, Tracy, Lisa, Kate, Kim, Sharon.
Kara.
By the way, the fact that we have six females listening to our program right now is monumental.
It's a win.
You say Sharon?
Yeah. No, I said first one.
Oh, okay.
Kara.
Damn. I was hoping you said Sharon.
That's fine. You can do Sharon.
No, I was going to say, how about Sharon D's Nuts with a Friend?
Okay.
Thank you. Kara, what's up? How are you?
I'm good.
Good. By the way, Megan is blowing me up on Facebook saying it's not fair that she only got one question.
Well, I mean, we got to show if you're a real football fan or not.
And is it fair that God gave you that voice that we had to endure for 30 seconds?
That was the easiest question you could have asked.
Right. And she got it wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't know. The answer was, of course, Lovey Smith.
All right, Kara, let's find out if you're a real football fan. What color?
I'm ready.
What color is a football?
Brown.
You're in.
All
you're
right.
In for this game.
Well done. Well done.
All right. Now, you guys, I just buzz in with your names. I don't. How do you want to do this?
Yeah, just okay. You buzz in with your name, Kara, and I'll buzz in with my name. That's Drew.
All right. Here we go. What is more important, watching the Buccaneers or getting a mani-pedi?
Drew.
Yes.
Mani-pedi.
That is correct.
Yes. I'm trying to think like a girl because these questions are designed for the female fan, and that question was as stereotypical and gender insulting to females as the entire Red program is.
Next question. Mm-hmm. What would you do to make the Bucks uniforms prettier?
Drew.
Yes, Drew.
A little fuchsia racing stripe down the side and collapse the pouch, the groin, into enhancing the size of the wiener.
That's close.
I'd make the pants tighter.
Kara is correct. All right, next question. Who is the Buccaneers' starting quarterback?
Drew.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Drew. I'm sorry.
Drew, go ahead.
F me right in the P. It's Jameis Winston.
You are correct.
Oh, man, we gotta wish her a bye. I mean, you get a question like that wrong, you don't belong in the field anymore. Take a knee.
I can just ask you these questions, by the way, if you don't want to get any ladies on the phone.
Oh, no, I do. Hello, Tracy. Just slammed the door on us. Tracy?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Are you ready to display your knowledge or lack thereof about your Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I hope so.
All right, let's do this, Seth.
How many yards is a holding penalty?
Drew?
10.
10 yards, just like you just said.
You're both correct.
Yay! Oh, girl power.
Next question. Should the NFL make the players not wear helmets so you can see their pretty, sweaty faces?
Drew.
Yes! That is correct.
Oh, I can't wait to see Warren Sapp.
Next question. What is the perfect snack to prepare your man after a Bucks win? It's multiple choice.
Okay, multiple choice.
Graham Nut Clusters. Football pizza pockets or chocolate dipped football pretzels?
Pizza pockets.
Oh, Drew.
Drew?
All of the above.
You are correct. All of the above.
Shove them all in my mouth. I'm a cookie monster.
Next question.
Your door is a jar.
What Buccaneer would you most like to receive a sext from?
Jensen Jackson.
Oh,
actually, Vincent Jackson is correct.
Oh, he's such a classy man, though. I don't think he would send one.
That leads me into my next question.
Yes.
How many times have the Buccaneers won the World Series?
It's not a World Series. It's a Super Bowl.
Oh, she got the trick question right. Good job, sister.
How many times?
One.
Good job.
They've not won the World Series.
She corrected it.
Oh, okay.
She's doubly smart.
Yes, you are. Congratulations, my dear.
All right, next question. What social media platform do you post on when the Bucks siege the day? Is it A, Pinterest, B, Facebook, C, Twitter, or D, Black Planet?
I prefer blackpeoplemeet.com. Drew.
Black Planet.
Drew.
I sent out a crank shot on Snapchat.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
The answer is Pinterest.
Oh, is that what she said?
Where all the ladies go to mingle. No, she said Black Planet, which I appreciate.
Oh, thank you.
Next question. What is the penalty called when you grab the opponent's face mask?
I'll let her answer.
Face masking.
That is correct.
Oh, she's so smart.
Is somebody keeping track of any of this stuff?
She's winning.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. This is a yes or no question. Is fantasy football more important than anything else going on in your life during football season?
No.
Yes.
Drew, you are correct.
Oh,
all right, let's do the final question right now.
Okay.
Who would you rather shower with after a Bucks loss? Vincent Jackson or Gerald McCoy?
Ooh, the great Geraldini.
Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson's so lithe and athletic, but I bet Gerald's got the girth that I'm looking for. I'd love to fog up his glasses. Gerald McCoy!
The answer is Vincent Jackson once again.
Oh, she wins! She wins! She wins!
Congratulations to you, my dear. You are going to get your pick of prizes. If you would like to go check out the Rays versus the Mets, you are certainly welcome to. Please hold, and thank you for playing.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Good questions.
Were those okay?
They were great. Especially the snacks.
I found those all on Pinterest, by the way.
You found all those questions on Pinterest?
No. I found those snacks on Pinterest.
Oh, okay.
I typed in Buccaneers football snacks, and it took me right to Pinterest.
I guess that did kind of sound like Miss Piggy. All you people are right. My alter ego did sound a little bit, Kermy.
Then now single Miss Piggy.
Oh, yeah. Single and ready to mingle. That's funny, because I was in the mood for some sweet and sour pork tonight. Nobody. Not one.
There's like 19 people in the room, too.
There's 20 people in here. I couldn't get one chuckle out of sweet and sour pork, huh? Not one? I'll go Jimmy a courtesy laugh. Whore.
No, that you laugh at. I can call her a whore, and that's funny.
't tell anybody, but this is the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day. Suck it down. Taste it.
All right, it's 97X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative. We welcome back. It's been since Next Big Thing since we have seen Gavin Rossdale from Bush. Gavin, how have the last couple of months been for you? And thanks again for being here.
Thank you. Great to be here. Everything's been incredible. And it's strange because when this mad journey began with Bush, sometime maybe over a year ago, that around that time, right? We were playing in Tampa. We kicked off. It was the hugest show for you guys in Tampa. We played the Ritz E-ball when we were kind of just testing the water, and why I don't have an apartment here is beyond me. But it's great to be back.
Man, great to have you. And we caught up with you right before you guys took the stage at Next Big Thing, having no idea what was in store. What a performance. And I think the highlight for everyone that night was you just taking off from the stage, running through the crowd, and then the outpouring of emotion that you felt afterwards. You seemed to just bask in this jubilant glory. And I think you radiated that through the crowd. It was unbelievable, man.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, being English, I have issues with really low expectations. So that means that everything is generally a bonus for us, because we normally lose, come forward. We just won a couple of medals, I don't know, finally after a couple of weeks. So we're not really used to, you have the World Cup, we're always kicked out the second round, we're rubbish, everything is. So it was just overwhelming. And also probably, in conjunction with that, doing the band again, which I really felt compelled to do internally, for myself, that didn't mean that I felt that we were the kings of anywhere or anything, and that we deserved anything. So to come out and have to play a show in the dark like that, get that kind of support, it was overwhelming. And what's been incredible about our lives is that sort of excitement has sustained since then, even up to the point where we just did the session for you, the acoustic session.
Yeah.
And, that was equally mind-blowing just in a different way. It was so fun,
Absolutely. We've got Gavin Rossdale from Bush in the studio.
Gavin, that feeling that you give people when you hit the stage, how much does that mean to you?
It means everything. I mean, they say, obviously, your personal life and your family is the most important thing in your world, but for all of us, I think that we can't help but judge ourselves slightly by our work and what we do and what we contribute to society, especially in this world that is so disconnected and full of trouble so much of the time, that to have a job that's sort of so ancient in the sense of coming around and traveling around like a circus and playing songs and bringing people together, it's just It's a real privilege to have a job like this.
Fantastic. Have you gotten to play any tennis this time around in Florida?
Normally, yeah, I play all the time, but we just got here. And so, no, when I do the daytime things like this, no, that's the end of that. Because you do have Saddlebrook is here, which is a really famous tennis academy. And they've looked after me the last few times I've been here. So I'm a huge fan of being there. But obviously, I'm the biggest fan of playing music, so that's always going to win.
It's going to supersede tennis every single time.
Always.
We've got Gavin Rossdale from Bush.
Gavin, I read that on stage one night you told everybody to follow you on Twitter and that you regretted it and you would never do it again. Why do you regret that?
Well, it sounded really sucky. I was like, hey, he's writing me on Twitter. Then I just felt, I said, that's weird. I said that. It's the first time I've ever said it, and it's the last time. And I've stayed true to that. Just because I love it when people do write to me, but I don't know, the idea of overreaching. Like, for instance, they seem to like me at Twitter because sometimes people, and, you know, people go to the millions, you know, they're crazy.
Sure.
But a lot of the time you see, and I'm not making this personal or anything, but you do see it's like their advert boards, you know, of what their itineraries are, and they're going, and I get it all wrong because I just go in the timeline bit and I speak to the fans because I really think it's a fun thing to do. You get direct feedback. Constructive, you know, some people might attack me, then I kind of like discuss why. They talk about the shows, I ask what songs to play, and even though I only have 83,000 close friends and I haven't moved into the kind of stratospheric famous land, I kind of appreciate the comments, and in a way I get perspective from that. And I learn from that what songs people want to hear. And I nothing more I love is to just set contests where I say, these are three songs I might play. Give us one. And then I just get, you know, bombarded.
But sure. You definitely run your Twitter, because Drew was saying before the interview that he doesn't think that you run your own Twitter account.
You're such a liar.
No, you did. You said there's no way that Gavin runs his own Twitter.
I said he does, because we'll be setting up in the morning at like 3:30 a.m. our time. And I remember you were over in, I think, Indonesia or someplace like that. And you're like, hey, what's a good Indian restaurant to check out? And I'm like, oh my God, it's like nighttime over there.
Well, the funniest thing of that is that someone wrote going, because, you know, obviously some people are going to be cynical, but when I get on a roll, if you ever catch it, that it's clearly me. And my favorite part was someone goes, there's no way it's you, it's his assistant replying. Well, I've had the same assistant for, you know, 10, 12 years. We grew up together and I love him, but there's no way he replies to anything in any timely fashion. Twitter, he doesn't even have a Twitter account, and an email takes a week to get a reply, so it was definitely not him.
Yeah, and I don't think your assistant would be tweeting about a three-day-old peanut butter brownie and whether or not you should or shouldn't be eating
it. He doesn't tweet. Do you know the hassle I tried to get him to get Viber? I was like, dude, it's free. Get Viber. And it took like 2 months for him to get Viber. And then we finally did. He was really annoyed at me because he said he was getting all these people coming out of the woodwork who now wanted to be friends with him. And I was like, your antisocial issues have nothing to do with me.
Right.
Just use Viber.
What is it like to be so immersed in social media now versus when Bush first came to popularity? There was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. Do you feel a stronger connection with the fans? And does it have any negatives?
Well, you know, obviously I was way more successful then, so I don't know how it's helped me personally. But, but I'm working my way into this modern world. What can I tell you?
That's awesome. Hang tight. We've got more with Gavin Rossdale. He's agreed to hang around for another segment. More Gavin Rossdale, frontman from Bush. I'm a mess on 97X Tampa Bay's New Rock Alternative.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price, and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.